Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 30th, 1951, Barbadians learned that the cargo ship SS Colgarve narrowly avoided destruction as it almost ran aground off the southeast coast of Barbados between Ragged Point and South Point. The Barbados Advocate reported that the SS Colgarve was stranded off the southeast coast of Barbados for over 24 hours before it was towed to safe harbor at Carlisle Bay. The Colgarve, an international carrier registered in Scotland, with local agents being SB Musson & Company Limited, was a 2,946-ton cargo ship transporting goods from Madeira to Barbados under the command of Captain R.W. Chislett and a 32-man crew. While en route to Barbados, with a cargo consisting of onions and staves, the vessel developed four instances of engine trouble. On the fourth instance, the ship was immobilized 35 miles off the southeast coast of Barbados. With the ship drifting towards land, the engineers worked tirelessly to start the stalled engines, but to no avail. At 3 a.m., with the ship 12 miles away from the shores on the southeast coast, the first distress call was made, and by 4:15 a.m., still drifting, the vessel was perilously stranded 7 miles off Ragged Point. At 6 a.m., the authorities in the Bridgetown Harbor, sensing the danger, hastily dispatched the government craft, the Lord Combermere, a water boat cum tug, to assist the incapacitated Colgarve. It arrived at 8 a.m., with the stricken vessel now 5 miles off the shoals, but the Lord Combermere would prove to be too small for the task at hand. However, the tide was about to turn for the better. It was the arrival of the passenger ship, the SS Fort Townshend, sailing through the islands from Furness Terminal, New York, which picked up the signal and, being the closest ship, came to the aid of the SS Colgarve. With much maneuvering, the Colgarve was attached by line to the Fort Townshend, and at half speed, the disabled Colgarve was successfully towed into Carlisle Bay about 1 p.m. on Wednesday, August 29th. Thankfully, tragedy was avoided, and Barbadians got their cargo of onions and staves.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.